I'm Bill Littlefield.
When you think of the Olympics, you think of the medal table, right? You wake up every morning and say, let's see where we stand today.
Kevin Hellicker of the Wall Street Journal thinks about the Olympics a lot, and he recently found himself wondering why one group of medal-winning athletes almost never gets attention.
Over the course of the modern games, shooting has been the third largest contributor of gold medals to the United States Olympic Committee. So this ought to be a sport that we know everything about.
And it's not, but that hasn't always been the case.
Shooting used to be one of the top sports in America, so there was a time when this was extremely popular.
Compare that to 2012, when the U.S. shooting team arrived in London for Olympic competition a few days after 12 people were killed and 70 injured in a mass shooting at an Aurora, Colorado movie theater.
So the timing in London just could not have been worse.
Kimberly Rohde was at those London Olympics, and she's one of the most successful American Olympians in any sport. But until Kevin Hellicker's piece last week, I'd never heard of her. Kim Rohde shares her story in her own words.
When I went to my first Olympics in 1996, I was 16 years old. I turned 17 5 days before my event, and I remember the excitement, the anticipation. I basically couldn't wait to get out there. I've competed in 5 Olympics, and this will be my 6th Olympics, hopefully, in Rio. I can honestly say I still have that excitement, the nervousness. I mean, it really doesn't change, and I think that's what has all Olympians coming back again and again. I never count my chickens before they hatch, and you never know. What a lot of people don't realize is that in those 5 Olympics that I went to, they would only take one person to the Olympics. So you train 4 years for one spot. So it's all or nothing. This year, though, they're taking 2. So we've increased in that sense. But the last 5, they've only taken 1. Traveling is always kind of tricky. It depends on where we're going. There's a lot of paperwork usually if you're going to another country that needs to be done prior to even getting on the plane or attempting to go to that country. You know, we basically go up to the desk like everybody else, declare that we have a firearm, and we have it in a locked case with no ammunition or anything like that, and go through all the security checks, and then it's just a lot of waiting and fingers crossed that it gets there on the other end. Most definitely, there is a stigma that is attached to my sport. You look at the London Games, I had just won an Olympic medal, and I was walking off and doing a media event, and the first question I got asked was, can you comment on Aurora? Definitely, I was disappointed that I would be asked that question. I mean, there were so many other great questions that people can ask. But to say that I would be surprised that I was asked that question, no. I mean, we get asked those questions all the time. And that's one of the things that I think is so unfortunate. Whenever there's like a horrific accident with a car or some kind of accident that happens with a knife, you know, you don't see them running to the NASCAR drivers to interview them or to the top chefs of the world to interview them and ask for their comment. But any time that there is an incident with a shotgun or a gun in general, they'll come running to the Olympians and ask them to comment on that. And I find that very interesting. I mean, kind of sad, really, because it has really nothing to do with our sport and nothing to do with us. We quite often and quite typically get lots and lots of death threats having to do with the fact that we hunt. I know at the London Games, me and another teammate got lots and lots of death threats, so much so they put some extra security on us, and it's quite scary and something that we unfortunately deal with at quite a few of the Olympics, and quite a few of the athletes, I'm sure, don't have that to think about. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but at the same time, bullying and threats, it's not the way to go. On one hand, I'm thankful that I can, you know, walk down the street and go out to eat and kind of lead a somewhat normal life. You know, there's a lot to be said to have some privacy. But at the same time, Wheaties has not come calling, I can honestly say. I feel just truly blessed to have had the opportunity to represent the United States so many times.